This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of CV Rep, a world-class theater in an intimate setting. It's presenting the 5-time Tony-winning Fun Home. I've seen it, Joey Pals. It's great. This December at 68510 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City, cvrep.org. And in the treasure chest, passes to the Air Museum, the patriotic center of the Coachella Valley. Go see Walt Disney's plane, The Mouse. Take your kids. I'm swallowing now because let's have some food at Maracas. You've got a $30 gift certificate. You can use it at either Maracas. And the downtown one phone number is 322-9654.
Hola, Jolly Pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
You've got a gift certificate from McDonald's, and you can use it at either one of his 33 stores. Dick was our restaurant of the week last week. And you've got passes to the Art Museum, psmuseum.org, 322-4800. And it works this way. How many children do you have, Judith?
I don't have any children.
Zero.
I have a
husband. Would be zero.
Yes, that's zero. But I have a husband, and I have a cat, and I have a dog.
Don't need any of that, but thank you. Okay, so we'll take Joey's three children, make them work. So we'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And you'll get Air Museum passes, Maracas Mexican Cantina and Grill, McDonald's, and the Palm Springs Art Museum. Don't tell Steve Kelly, but more people go to museums than go to sporting events. He'd be so upset. And thank you for making the show what you have. I'm in my 27th year. Okay, look who's in the house. We started off with Steve Kelly. We talked about football and hockey and golf and tennis. Did I leave anything out? The World Cup? We talked about everything. He's such a wealth of knowledge. Let's have a little more golf talk. And we say hi to Judith Ann Donovan from
Shadow Mountain Golf Course in Palm Desert, California.
So it's Tuesday, December 27th. You're working your way towards the end of the year. What's going to be new over there? Anything next year that you're planning to change, or the end of the year that you want to do differently, or none of the above?
Well, as you know, Mrs. Beachy always has a plan for Shadow Mountain. And we're in the middle of a huge, huge renovation on our clubhouse. And it's just going to be a top-of-the-art cafe, and the pro shop's going to be relocated. Everything is going to be totally modernized. Ooh. And it is going to be fabulous because we have been having our events, which have gone over so well. I think I mentioned that the last time. And we've been doing our events outside, which is a little challenging with the weather. Though it really is quite comfortable with the heaters. So we now have two outside locations. We have the Flamingo, which is right next door to our 18-hole putting green. And the Flamingo has a lovely full bar and accommodations for about 75 to dine. And then we have our brand new, unbelievable pavilion. And the pavilion just came out fabulous. It's round, and it has this huge green awning on all sides, sort of like what's at the Palm Springs Airport.
Uh-huh.
That seats up to 100.
Wow.
Also a full bar. And it's just great. And we also have the Birdie Cafe and Grill. So when the golfers are finished with their 18 holes, they're more than welcome to have a drink, to have hamburger, hot dog, Philly cheese steak, anything to your heart's
sounds
desire.
Sounds great.
You were very, very excited about going into 2023, and we're looking forward to a great year.
Now, do you have one chef for all of these venues?
We have one chef. However, he has a few assistants that assist him in the kitchen, especially when we're catering for 60 or 70 people.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Now, let me make sure I understand. Is the flamingo inside or outside?
Outside.
And the pavilion inside?
Outside.
Outside. The Birdie Cafe and Grill?
Outside.
Okay.
So there's a lot of fresh air. There's a lot of fresh air for everyone.
But when you look at what's happening in the rest of the country, Judith Ann, our weather's fine. Just put on a fur coat. Gosh.
Truly.
Okay. Now tell us about the golf. What happens to a golf course when it gets cold like this?
Well, sometimes when it gets so cold, there is a freeze. And so what happens when there is a freeze on the grass, if your tee time, let's say, is at 8 o'clock, maybe it will be 8:30. Oh. Because the people that take care of our course, we're with Sunrise, they'll let us know what time it's safe to go on the grass.
I mean, you can't do anything to warm it up. You just have to let the sun do it, huh?
Yes. We just have to wait for the sun to shine on Shadow Mountain.
Oh, I love that. The sun to shine on Shadow Mountain. Now, how many holes is the golf course?
18.
Okay.
We have 18 holes, and I learned to play on Shadow Mountain. I learned to play at Shadow Mountain. So it is from the blue tees. Anyone that knows golf, you have blue, white, and red. So from the blue tees, it's 5,375 yards. However, the course is really for all levels. You really do not have to be an expert golfer.
Good.
To play there. And we have a fabulous golf pro, her name is Kay, who offers lessons and suggestions on putting, driving, chipping, getting out of the bunkers, all those little idiosyncrasies that golfers come face to face with.
And didn't you tell us that you have a putting green that's
spectacular? Yes, that's the flamingo.
Oh, okay.
And that is our 18-hole putting green.
I've never heard of an 18-hole putting green, have I?
I don't want to say we're the only one in the desert because I think there might be one other one, but ours is comparatively, in April, it will be a year old.
Okay.
And so on Mondays at 2 o'clock, if you have nothing to do,
okay,
we have our putters club. And as I said, you do not have to be an expert golfer to putt. And they have a wonderful time. It's great people. So yes, we do have some expertise putters, but we have them of all levels. It's a great group.
Putters club?
Yes.
Well, silly question. What do you do at a putters club?
What you do at a putters club, first you pay the club $75 to join, but you can come on a weekly basis.
Right.
And they have a contest every Monday.
Oh.
And as I said, you really, really do not have to be an expert putter to attend. And then afterwards, they stay on the pavilion for drinks and appetizers.
What fun.
It's great. And it has been very, very well received, may I say,
yes,
of all ages.
Is putting the worst part of golf, in your opinion?
In my opinion,
the hardest part.
In my opinion, it is. Now, some people are just an expertise at putting, but you never want to do three putts. We have this little sign out that says, friends do not let friends three putt.
Oh, how cute.
So you try and do it in one, maybe two. Even if you're on a par five and you're getting, let's say you're on the green in four, but you wind up with three putts, then you have seven. And that makes me very sad, though I'm quite accustomed to being sad on the course.
And you have as many women playing golf as men now. What are the ages? What are the children doing?
Well, we have two women's groups.
Oh.
We have the Niners, on Tuesday. They only play nine holes, and they have a lunch the first Tuesday of every month.
Cute.
And then on Wednesday, we have the 18-holers. They play 18 holes, and they also have a lunch the first Wednesday of every month. And what? It's a great group of women of all levels of golf. They're not all fabulous golfers, but they're not all, you know, not so good golfers.
Yes.
And then we have the men's club.
Okay.
And that's on Thursday.
What do we call them?
We call them the men's club. They're not as original as the women, as may
the
eight, I say.
Niners and the 18ers, yeah. Right.
And the putters.
Okay, so the men's club meets on Thursday.
Yes.
And they all play 18.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they have a few other groups. They have a Daya group that plays on Friday, and then I believe they have another group that plays on Monday. But, you know, we're so fond of the women and our members. You know, we've got a great membership this year.
Good.
Memberships are available at Shadow Mountain.
Because you're only a year old, if
Well, under Mrs. Beachy,
yes.
We're a little over a year old.
Okay.
But, of course, Shadow Mountain has been there since
1958. Oh, I see. You've inherited those members, of course.
Right.
Tell everybody where Shadow Mountain is.
Shadow Mountain is in Palm Desert. And it's at 7300 Ironwood. And the easiest way to get to Ironwood... did I say 73800?
Yes.
Ironwood. And the easiest way, because some people do get so confused, but if you're on El Paseo headed east.
Right.
Right before Patola, there's a street called San Luis Rey.
Know it well.
And you take a right,
mm-hmm.
and you go as far as you can go, and then you have to take a left, and it brings you right into Shadow Mountain Golf Club.
I know exactly where it is.
Yes, and we have such beautiful views.
Oh.
We really do.
This is wonderful. Do you know the phone number by heart?
I do know the phone number by heart. The phone number is 760-346-8242. And if you don't wish to speak to the Pro Shop, you can go online at www.golfshadowmountain.com and make your tea time and pay, and then all you have to do is show up and check in.
Tell us before you leave, sweetheart, what's your New Year's resolution, Judith Ann?
You know, really, my New Year's resolution is truly not to take myself so seriously. I mean it.
I believe you.
Okay, so I am not going to take myself so seriously in 2023, and I suppose anyone from the club that hears me say that, they'll probably go, hooray!
It's nice to see you, sweetheart. Happy New Year!
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours says there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based company has been customizing vacations since 1976. One of those to all seven continents. It's a math thing at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. I would love it if you'd come with me to Dubai next March. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes. She's coming down from the mothership to tell you that Capricorn sign began on December 22nd this year. Capricorns are always busy with work and solving problems for other people. That's normal for a Capricorn. I gave birth to two of them. At this time, they're more concerned with what governments are planning to do and with dollars and savings. The Mercury retrograde begins December 29th till the end of the day, January 17th. So watch signing contracts. Check the details before you sign to make sure it's what you wanted. Remember, Dana has taught us retrogrades aren't necessarily negative things. They're just more intense. Check it all out at astrologyworldnews.com. The Desert Water Agency reminds you, we have current water restrictions, no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants still can only serve water upon request. DWA.org/save for more info. And if you need help paying your bill, DWA.org/H2O. Just fabulous. With that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. They have a huge after Christmas, after holidays, after New Year's sale. 30% off anything that's still in the store, I guess. Check it out at bejustfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O Visions, says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin. He's our psychic to the psychics to find out what the new year holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered from his sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O, L-A-L-O, I said it too fast, lalovisions.com for more inspiration and information. That's a new word, inspiration. It's a great gift idea throughout the year. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway reminds you, if you really want to see snow and you can't get to Chicago, that's funny, go to the top of the tram. Still our number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley, pstramway.com. Great food up there, too. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley. And maybe it's a good time to, after Christmas and New Year's, just go sit in the dark and see a movie. Or pick from this menu. Sundays with Keisha D is usually weekly. Monday, Mon Petit Salon is usually weekly. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor, weekly. Thursday's Cocktail Classics is usually selected Thursdays. Information at psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth the last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday reading of the Joey English Desert Day Book in 2022. Joey Pals tomorrow. Eisenhower Health with Lee and Laura. The City of Palm Springs with Nona Watson. And Mr. Community, Stephen Henke. Until then, you be well and all the best.